Joining us live to talk more about it, WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green. And J.J., talk us through what happens with the aviation security officials when they see something like this in a space near the Capitol.
There is a thing called the Domestic Events Network, and it includes the Secret Service, the FAA, NORAD. It includes the military, the Capitol Police, and a number of security organizations who monitor the airspace in one way, shape, or form. Typically, as I've been told by NORAD within the last 20 minutes or so, when something like this happens, someone will usually notice it, and they will activate this Domestic Events Network, which is basically an open phone line at all of the agencies, and they can share images, they can share radar information, they can share pictures, etc. But the problem in this particular situation, according to NORAD, is that Domestic Events Network was not activated until after this vehicle had crashed. And the main reason for it was because, most likely, according to NORAD, of what it was made out of. Maybe it didn't get detected, and also where it took off from, possibly.
For many people listening, that's a rather frightening prospect and makes us appear pretty vulnerable to certain aircraft and people with bad intent.
Yeah, and in this particular case, with this particular vehicle, aviation vehicle, there is a concern about whether or not this thing has a transponder on it. And a transponder, under most circumstances, is necessary in order for radar to pick it up. And in talking with NORAD, it's been made abundantly clear that there are things every day, routinely, that pop up on radar and disappear within a few seconds, and are written off as unidentified flying objects or something of that nature. This may be the case again with this.
In this case, you say they may not have been able to capture it in the air. Are there certain rules of engagement for shooting down such a craft in a vulnerable place like the Capitol?
That is the difficult question that everybody's trying to figure out the right answer to right now. People are asking, wasn't Secret Service notified? Well, the aviation experts I've talked to today are saying if it's in the air, it's not Secret Service's responsibility. If it's over the Capitol, it would be Capitol Police and military and aviation folks as well. So the chain of command in this particular situation is not clear at this point.
J.J., is it a little trickier for the military and aviation folks to do their job security-wise when you've got National Airport like almost right next to the White House?
You know, this is a discussion that started many years ago, and it was revived probably about 8 or 9 years ago, about the proximity of National Airport to the nation's capital and essentially the most powerful city in the world. And the answer is always it is a problem. And the other part of the answer, too, is that authorities are constantly challenged and are at it every day trying to make sure that nothing falls through the cracks. And I'm sure what's taken place today is going to go a long way toward reviving that discussion.
All right. WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green.
Thank you, J.J.